global public-private operation, disrupts Sality botnet active for 2 decades. Peer-to-peer botnet, linked to more than 11 million infected IP addresses, worldwide taken down. An international operation supported by Europol has disrupted the Sality peer-to-peer, P2P botnet, a long-running criminal infrastructure used to distribute malicious payloads to thousands of infected computers worldwide. The coordinated action, carried out on 31 August 2026, and led by the U.S. authorities, targeted a botnet believed to have been operating for more than 2 decades. At its peak, the botnet gave its operator access to up to 1 million infected machines worldwide. To date, more than 11 million unique IP addresses have been linked to the infrastructure, which could be used to distribute malicious payloads to compromised devices. The disruption activity brought together authorities from Bulgaria, Hungary, Romania, and the United States, with the support of Europol and private sector partners CrowdStrike and the Shadowsaver Foundation. As part of the disruption, a peer-to-peer sinkholing operation was carried out to redirect communications from infected machines away from the criminal infrastructure. This isolated compromised devices from the botnet and rendered the operator's command channel inoperable, disrupting one of the most resilient criminal infrastructures. Unlike botnets that rely on a traditional central command and control server, peer-to-peer botnets such as Sality use infected machines to communicate directly with one another. This decentralized structure makes them particularly resilient and difficult to dismantle, as disrupting individual parts of the infrastructure does not necessarily bring down the wider network. Tackling Sality, therefore, required sustained international cooperation over several years. Since 2017, Europol has supported law enforcement authorities around the world in working together to identify and take down infrastructure linked to the botnet as different parts of the network were identified across jurisdictions. In the weeks leading up to the latest disruption, this cooperation intensified, with partners holding weekly operational calls to coordinate their actions. Europol supported the involvement of law enforcement authorities in Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania, helping to coordinate measures against the botnet infrastructure across the different jurisdictions. Public-private cooperation at the heart of the disruption. The disruption was made possible through close cooperation between law enforcement authorities and private sector partners, bringing together cyber intelligence, investigative capabilities, and technical expertise. Through Europol's Cyber Intelligence Extension Program, CIEP, CrowdStrike and the Shadowsaver Foundation worked alongside law enforcement authorities, providing technical expertise and infrastructure analysis in support of the disruption. Europol's European Cybercrime Center, EC3, supported the exchange and analysis of cyber intelligence, and, together with the Joint Cybercrime Action Task Force, organized operational meetings between all the partners involved. These efforts helped establish a common operational picture of the botnet and its infrastructure, facilitate intelligence sharing among the countries involved, and ultimately develop a coordinated disruption strategy. The following authorities took part in the disruption activity: Bulgaria, General Director Combating Organized Crime; Hungary, National Bureau of Investigation, Cybercrime Department; Romania, National Police, Directorate for Combating Organized Crime; United States, U.S. Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Defense Criminal Investigative Service; Europol, Eurojust; IMPACT, the European Multidisciplinary Platform Against Criminal Threats, EMPACT, tackles the most important threats posed by organized and serious international crime affecting the EU. EMPACT strengthens intelligence, strategic and operational cooperation between national authorities, EU institutions and bodies, and international partners. EMPACT runs in 4-year cycles focusing on common EU crime priorities.